From Spark and Anvil and Microblab, this is Colony, in Chapter 1 of the Microblab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On a smooth gray stone at the edge of a slow stream, 1,000 tiny builders were laying down a roof, and Colony was right in the thick of it. You couldn't see Colony as one thing. Colony was a cluster, a warm coral and gold huddle of many small rounds, all linked shoulder to shoulder, wearing one patchwork lab coat stitched from 100 little pieces. When one part of the cluster leaned, the whole cluster leaned with it. That was the point. A single microbe came drifting down the current, spinning, panicked, thin as a speck. It bumped against the stone and clung there, trembling. "Whoa, hey, you're okay," Colony called out, and the whole cluster shuffled sideways to make a gap. "Come in, there's room." The little speck hesitated. "What is this place?" "Home," Colony said. "We're building it right now. Watch." And Colony did what Colony always did, reached out with a thin thread of slippery goo and stitched the newcomer in, anchoring it to the stone. "See? You were about to be swept off downstream. Now you're not. Nobody holds on out here by themselves. But together," Colony gestured at the wide, glistening film spreading across the rock, "together, we build something that stays." The little speck stopped trembling. For the first time, it wasn't drifting. It was part of a wall, part of a roof, part of a slow, warm city that 1,000 small ones were building, one thread at a time. "That's the whole trick," Colony said softly. "Alone, we're tiny. Together, we build a home that holds."
Colony hadn't always been a city. Once, Colony had been that trembling speck too. Long ago, Colony was a single microbe alone in the stream, and it was hard out there. The current shoved it, the sun dried it. Some days it drifted so far from anything solid it thought, "This is just what life is, small and on your own forever." The loneliness was a real weight, a cold, thin feeling, like being the only light on in a dark house. Then Colony washed up against a rock where a few others had already gathered. They didn't ask Colony to prove anything. They just opened a gap in their sticky shelter and said, "There's room." An older microbe pressed a thread of goo to Colony's side, fixing it to the stone. "We call this a biofilm," it said. "By ourselves, we're barely anything. The stream can carry any one of us off in a heartbeat. But we make this slime together, and it becomes walls, and it becomes a roof, and suddenly none of us can be swept away." It patted Colony gently. "You're not fragile anymore. You're joined." Colony felt the cold, thin feeling melt out of it, replaced by something steady and warm, anchored, fed, kept. The greatest thing Colony ever found in that whole stream wasn't a new place to live, it was each other. Colony never drifted alone again.
Colony walked into Microlab carrying a wet gray stone in 100 careful hands. The mentor met Colony at the door and asked the only question that mattered here. "What do you do?" Colony didn't answer with a speech. Colony set the stone on the bench and let the mentor touch the faint, slippery film coating it. "Feel that?" Colony said. "That slickness isn't dirt. That's a city. Thousands of us, living under one shared roof we built ourselves. Some of us gather food. Some of us patch the walls. Some of us send little chemical messages so we all decide things at once." Colony's cluster brightened, every small round glowing a shade warmer. "One of us can't do much, but like this, we can survive a drought, share the last crumb, hold on through weather that would scatter any single one of us." The mentor turned the slippery stone over, quiet for a moment. "You belong here," the mentor said.
A student came into Colony's workshop one afternoon, arms crossed, unimpressed. "It's just slime," she said, poking the stone. It's kind of gross. Ah, Colony said, delighted rather than offended. That's what everyone thinks at first. Lift that fern onto the ledge for me. She did. Colony pointed at its roots. See the pale coating there, hugging the little root hairs? That's a biofilm too. It's helping the plant drink. Those microbes and that fern are neighbors. They trade food back and forth all day. The student uncrossed her arms a little. You've got one right now, Colony added cheerfully. That fuzzy feeling on your teeth when you first wake up? That's plaque, a biofilm, same as the stone. Colony grinned. It's why we brush. We'd give some of the crowd a fresh start each morning. But the film itself? It's not a monster. It's just small builders doing the only thing they know how to do, sticking together. So they talk? The student asked. To decide stuff? With chemistry, yes. Scientists call it quorum sensing, a fancy way of saying the whole crowd feels out how many of them there are, and then chooses together when to grow and when to rest. Colony leaned in. Imagine a whole room of people all quietly agreeing on the next move without a single one being in charge. That's a biofilm making up its mind. The student looked at the slippery stone again. This time, she didn't say gross. She said, "That's kind of amazing, right?" Colony beamed. "Now you get it." When the workshop had emptied, the student lingered at the door with one more question, quieter than before. "When you're all stuck together like that," she said, "and it's just a smear on a rock that nobody notices, do you ever feel small?" Colony went still, and for a moment, every small round in the cluster remembered the cold, thin stream, and the drifting, and the being alone. "I used to," Colony said. "I used to feel like the smallest, most forgettable thing there was." Colony looked down at its 100 linked hands. "But then I got joined, and I found out the smallest things in the whole world stop being fragile the second they hold on to each other. It's not that we got bigger, it's that we stopped being by ourselves." The student nodded slowly. "That's the thing I most want you to carry out that door," Colony said, warm and certain. "You don't have to be mighty on your own. Nobody is. You just have to find your rock and reach out a hand and let somebody stitch you in." And as the student walked home past the ponds and the drain pipes and the mossy stones, all of them, she now knew, quietly full of small builders holding on to each other, she felt it settle into her chest, the safe, steady warmth of belonging, of knowing that even the tiniest thing, joined to others, is never really alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Colony. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.